Okay, it's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac-Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac-Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
You know, it's summer.
It is. Beautiful day and a nice weekend we had, and it's going to be a good week. Maybe a little rain on Wednesday. Other than that, 80s, you know, all week,
yep.
And sunshine.
I've got the sunburn to prove I was out, yep, enjoying the weather.
One arm, anyway.
Yeah, one arm.
One red arm and one white arm. So
I was out where the deer and the antelope play.
You got a red arm, a white arm, and a blue shirt, so you're looking pretty kind of patriotic. Anyway, yeah, you were out
out west. I actually got to see a lot of antelope. I actually got to see a lot of deer. So I literally was where the deer and the antelope.
Deer and the antelope. Were they playing out there?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, that's good to know. Thanks for the update. Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Boiler Technician Third Class Kenneth Neal Halverson. Ken was born on June 12, 1940 in Madison here and passed away March 10, 1990 in Madison. He entered active duty June 11, 1958 in Fargo, North Dakota in the United States Navy and was honorably discharged 3 years later, July 14, 1961 in Norfolk, Virginia. He served aboard a destroyer, the USS Wallace L. Lind. He was also Blue Nose qualified.
What is that?
I had to look that up. Because I don't know all these Navy things.
Sounds like they've been where it's cold or something.
He crossed the Arctic Circle.
Oh, okay. Good guess.
That's what Blue Nose Qualified is. And so we thank you, Ken, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free. And that was Kenneth Neal Halverson.
All right. Very good. Well, by the way, let's see. Last week was Memorial Day, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. We saluted all veterans.
We did, and we salute them again today because every day is Memorial Day, Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
Yeah, a lot of good programs there, too. I know we had a good one on the radio here, the one from locally. Weather cooperated pretty much, rained a little bit. But
Sprinkled at the end.
Halfway decent.
Yep.
So thanks
to
everybody.
I was under the shade, so I was under a tree, so I didn't.
All right.
I just got to see the Swift County Band got rained on a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Washed the instruments a little bit.
Exactly.
But thanks to everybody who put all those programs together around the area. That does take some work. So
it is a lot of behind-the-scenes
getting
work.
Getting those flags up and down and all the flags of honor and all that. So we appreciate everybody's efforts.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about our subject at hand today, which is the state of the VA address.
Yes. On May 31st, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dr. David Shulkin, delivered his first State of the VA address, highlighting the activity and direction of the agency since his appointment in February. In this address, he stated that he wanted to update veterans on the progress the agency is making while also acknowledging the shortcomings that VA has identified and will address in the upcoming months. Addressing improvements in accountability in VA administration, Secretary stated that while he was able to initiate the executive order establishing the accountability and whistleblower protection signed by President Trump, further legislation is still needed, and it's needed as soon as possible. According to Mr. Secretary, the goal is to turn VA into the organization veterans and their families deserve and one that America can take pride in. And there were 12 talking points that he outlined in this State of the VA address. I'm going to list the first four. The next ones will be mentioned in the next couple of weeks. Number one is access to care. So far, same-day services for primary care and mental health is initiated at all 168 medical centers. Over 22% of the patients are seen on the same day. 16% of primary care clinics are over 100% capacity. 10% of community-based clinics do not offer same-day services. By the end of the year, the goal is 100% of them will offer same-day services. Posted wait time data for clinical appointments for all to see. That is actually a very useful tool. And no other healthcare system in America does that, posting their wait times. Number two is paying providers. Community care, especially through the CHOICE program, has increased access to care for millions of veterans. Currently, they have 500,000 community providers in the network, and that number continues to grow. They're committed to working with the private sector to ensure more claims are submitted electronically to allow faster adjudication and payment. As of April, only 65% of community care claims are submitted electronically. Takes VA more than 30 days to process 20% of the payments for clean claims, affecting over 25,000 providers across the country. Number three is community care. Addressed how choice is accessed and is committed to streamlining and improving how veterans can access and utilize it by increasing the number of available facilities. Again, there's 500,000 community providers, and they want more. Due to existing rules and policies, only three Department of Defense facilities are currently part of Choice program. Veterans who need care in the community should be able to use any DOD facility as long as it offers the care they need. Makes sense.
Right.
Quality of care is number four. Shared both our star ratings and comparisons between VA medical centers and local community hospitals. There's 14 out of 168 VA medical centers with one-star ratings, meaning that they're way below the community standard of care.
Repeat that number now. There's 14 out of 168. That's a pretty low number.
Yeah. Both of them, in the ones in Minneapolis and St. Cloud, the medical VA medical centers, have 5 stars.
Okay.
Sioux Falls has 4 stars. They're also deploying teams and implementing performance plans at each of these centers. Through the new Choice Plan, they'll work to offer veterans access to the best care in their community. So the first four talking points of the state of the VA sound pretty promising.
Right. Well, you know, that's just a couple of bad apples give the whole works a bad name. You know how that goes.
And yep.
That's what happened with the VA, I think, too, is unfortunately.
It's unfortunate, and, you know, I always say that veterans show up. You know, they know how to talk to their legislators,
right,
their elected officials. They also know how to talk to the media.
Yep.
So, you know, those bad... was it one bad egg spoils the bunch?
That's right.
Whatever it says.
And that's the one that gets the news coverage. So.
Yes. Yep. Or squeaky wheel gets
the
grease.
Is. Yep. Yep.
But the remaining talking points will be provided in subsequent radio programs as well as news articles. The press release in its entirety can be found on va.gov, as well as the 5-page talking points. And you can also contact the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And do you have that number? I see it on your sleeve.
Yep, 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can always contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Fridays, located in the lower level of the courthouse.
Nice, lush, green garden level on the east door.
Yep.
East door.
Yep, temperature-wise, it's a little bit cooler than the rest of the courthouse since we're in the basement, close to the
ground. Feels good, then.
It does feel good.
So come on in, cool off.
That's right.
And then put your old flag in the bin while you're at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Actually, I got to empty that. It's full again.
Okay. It's being used, then.
It's being put to good
use.
That's
good. All right.
Yep, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, very good. Well, Josh, thank you very much for the info, and we'll catch you again next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you next week.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer on Vets Info on the air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the air.